At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello and welcome to a Thursday Live right here on the Early Line on Sports Grid and all across that Sports Grid network. It includes sportsgrid.com/watch, where you can find your favorite destination to consume everything all across the grid. He is Donnie Wrightside. I am Ben Stevens. We are here together for the next 3 hours up until 11 a.m. Eastern Time on a day that might be signaling the end of the 2024 NBA Finals. Now, we've only played 3 games, but the Boston Celtics have won each of the first 3. Is this NBA season soon coming to a close? We will discuss with our reactions to a decisive game number 3 last night in Dallas, a game of runs that we will break down and recap for you here over these next 3 hours and what it means, if anything, for the remainder of this 2024 NBA Finals. A full Wednesday slate around Major League Baseball to recap as well. A ton to dive into in the WNBA over these 3 hours, and it is officially underway. Our nation's national championship, the 3rd major this year in golf, the 2024 United States Open in the Tar Heel State at Pinehurst number 2 in North Carolina. Did I hear chirpings of a bird for a big cat on the course at Pinehurst? Tiger Woods birding his opening hole of the tournament, DRS.
Yep, and now a minus 140 price to win the U.S. Open as everybody climbs on board the Tiger Woods train here. We got a long way to go, but just watching some of the early holes here, Ben, at Pinehurst, it looks fantastic. The weather looks spectacular. It doesn't look like there's any wind out there. We'll see if some of these guys certainly can go low. And also, we were hoping that we would see an extended series. What we saw last night from the Mavericks coming right out of the gate in the first 3 to 4 minutes, it looked like they meant business. And now that business going out of business, down 0-3 in the series. We got a lot to cover here, but what a disappointing effort overall for the Mavericks. You had to get that game, and you just didn't.
Are the NBA Finals all but over as the Celtics now hold a very commanding 3-0 series advantage, just one single victory away from championship banner number 18 being hung inside TD Garden, the most ever in the history of the National Basketball Association, following a 7-point win on the road last night in Game 3, 106-99. The Celtics win outright, closing as a 3-point underdog, just the 4th time in 99 total games this year. Boston was booked as the dog, and they win outright, plus 130, that money line number. But that's not the story of this game, DRS. It was a game of runs. Dallas comes out on its home floor on a mission, taking an early 13-point lead about halfway through the opening quarter, only for the Celtics to respond. A 1-point game at the halftime break. Then Boston comes out like barnstormers in the third, winning the third quarter by 16, 35-19, taking an early 21-point lead early in that fourth quarter, only for Dallas to cut it to just a 3-point margin with over 6 minutes to go. And then just over 4 minutes remaining in the fourth and final quarter, Luka Doncic picks up his 6th and final foul. He fouls out of the game. He yells at his bench to challenge it. They do. The call stands. Luka is out, and Dallas unable to complete the comeback as Boston holds on for a 106-99 victory in Game 3.
Superstars get a lot of superstar treatment down the stretch, but also superstars have to be smart to understand when not to try to take a charge 40 feet from the rim. Luka Doncic did that. Luka Doncic fouled out, and boy, they could have used him with a couple minutes left to go in that game, and he wasn't available. We got everything we asked for out of Kyrie Irving. Be aggressive early, he was. 35 total points in that game. His command and control of the basketball was phenomenal all the way through, and then you just needed some help at the end of that basketball game by your other superstar, Luka Doncic, who we said wasn't there because he fouled out. Tough scene for the Dallas Mavericks, but also, how about the two J's there talking about the Boston Celtics? 31 points and 30 points on the road. They didn't shake. They didn't shiver once they were, oh, no, 13, 14-point lead first quarter. Yep, just wasn't our night here. We'll see in game number four to see if we can rescue it. As you pointed out, a dunk by Jason Tatum with a couple seconds left to go in that first quarter made it a one-point game, and you knew the Celtics were there for the rest of the night. A furious comeback by the Dallas Mavericks does come up short. 3-0 series lead. It's a wrap, people. Your champions will be the Boston Celtics.
Minus 7,000, the price now for the Celtics to win championship number 18. We will completely recap game number 3 in what still stands in the NBA Finals ahead of game 4 on a Friday night tomorrow in Dallas. Now we go around the major leagues from a full slate on a Wednesday in MLB. Make it 6 victories in a row, the longest active win streak in Major League Baseball for the Baltimore Orioles, who have also won 16 of their last 20 contests with a 4-2 win yesterday at home against the Atlanta Braves. Colton Cowser, a 2-run home run in the 8th after Matt Olson hit a homer in the top half of that frame to pull things away for Baltimore. They win 4-2 in the Battle of the Cornhuskers. Spencer Schwellenbach gets the start for Atlanta. He was great, as was Cade Povich on the other side for the O's. Ultimately, Baltimore wins 6 in a row.
Yeah, you're right about that, Povich. 6 innings pitched, 5 hits, no earned runs going up against the Braves here, lowering his ERA to 4.76. But Schwellenbach also wasn't bad. Looks like he was in a little bit of trouble early, got out of that. 6 innings pitched and 2 earned runs for him. That should be good enough to go on the road and pick up a victory, and it wasn't, because the one thing we know about the Atlanta Braves, usually they're going to get good starting pitching. But at the plate, they are absolutely stone cold. It's been that way, it feels like, for at least 60 days now. 35 and 30 now for the Atlanta Braves, 16 and 18 away, and certainly not playing their best baseball right now against teams you have to play your best baseball against.
Yeah, they are not playing their best baseball. 9 and 17 in the last month for the Atlanta Braves. That's the straight up record. The New York Yankees playing the best baseball in all of MLB. What a triumph it was for New York on the road this week in Kansas City against the Royals, 11 to 5. Yesterday, the victory for the Yanks. It started early for New York, a 6-run first inning. Giancarlo Stanton hits a mammoth shot of 450 feet for his second consecutive game with a home run and a total of 10.5 at Kauffman yesterday. Skies over. The Yankees going over by themselves, plating 11.
Yeah, multiple RBIs by Stanton, Verdugo, Torres, and Trevino in that game as they do plate 11 runs. My best bet yesterday, at least I took a plus money feature with Aaron Judge. Didn't come away with any RBI, but he was a minus 160 price to record an RBI. The other guy in that ballpark was a minus 120. It was Giancarlo Stanton, and he certainly provided that offense. This is such a fun team to watch. Every single player outside of DJ LeMahieu got a base hit in that lineup last night for the Yankees. That's a hot lineup playing great baseball here and also playing against a really good team in the Royals. But let me say this, on a night-to-night basis, if you have no idea where you're going on the card, just take Bobby Witt to either get a base hit over 1.5 bases, RBI props. He has been fantastic. He's hitting .326 on the season. Every time Kansas City scores and it buzzes my phone, I'm like, oh, that was Bobby Witt Jr., and typically it is.
WNBA action now. The Connecticut Sun stay atop all of the table in the W. 83-75, the victory yesterday for the Sun in Chicago over the Sky. Connecticut covers as a 7.5-point favorite. Total of 153.5 does go over. The Sun now, DRS, 11-1 this season.
Yeah, by the way, take a look at the Sky now, dropped to 4-7. Angel Reese, how about a nice 20-10 spot there in the loss?
Yeah.
So some of these young guns here in the WNBA certainly providing some of that steam. But the Sun, 11-1, that's pretty impressive going on the road with an easy victory there.
We've talked a lot about hot dogs the last few days here on the early line. Joey Chestnut and Kobayashi are going to renew their rivalry on Labor Day weekend, not July 4th weekend. Maybe it's all for publicity?
How about this, people? It's not hard to say, do you want to eat hot dogs? Yes. Do you want to eat hot dogs? Yes. We're going to get a film crew there, and we're going to film it and go side by side on July 4th going up against ESPN, and they would get better ratings because those are the two superstars. Labor Day, why not just make it 2029? I mean, why wait?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Live
out there longer.
You got to be the commissioner of MLE starting next. That's live on Netflix. Tom Brady Day yesterday in Foxborough. Brady has his number 12 jersey retired by the Patriots. Lionel Messi, the final club he will play for, is Miami. Copa America on the horizon. More on the early line next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game number 3 of the 2024 NBA Finals last night on a Wednesday evening in Dallas, Texas. A must-win, can't-lose type of environment for the Mavericks, and the Mavs came out with that kind of intensity in the opening quarter, jumping out to a 25-12 lead about halfway through the first. But that was really the start of the storyline of game number 3. A game of runs is often how basketball is described, that on full display in game 3, because the Mavericks got off to a hot start. Boston bounced back, just a 1-point deficit at the break for the Boston Celtics, who then came out and won the third quarter 35-19. Over Dallas, taking a 21-point lead early in the fourth and final quarter, only for the Mavericks to cut it to a single-possession game with over half of the time remaining in that fourth quarter. But then, Donnie, as we will discuss at length, 4 minutes, 12 seconds remaining in regulation, Luka Doncic picks up his sixth and final foul. He fouls out, and because of no Luka, Dallas's comeback effort falls short in game 3. 106-99, the victory for the Seas, who went outright as an underdog, a rarity this year for the Celtics. Only the fourth time in 99 total games Boston booked as a dog. They went outright by 7. That 3-point margin was the final closing line last night.
I really liked him last night. I thought the Dallas Mavericks were the right play in this game. I thought with Kristaps Porzingis being out, you have your B player stepping up on your home court, and sometimes all you can ask for, equate it to hockey, right? Game number 2, they're in the opponent's building. The Edmonton Oilers got that first goal after getting shut out in game number 1. You couldn't script a better start to the game for the Oilers. Then what happened the rest of the way? The better team took control, Florida, and easily won that game 4-1. It feels like that game yesterday, and it's unfair to say that even though Dallas had a 1-point lead at the end of the first quarter, it felt like all the air left the balloon because it was a party to start. We saw timeouts early from the Boston Celtics just to try to settle them down. It was an avalanche coming from the Dallas Mavericks, and that most importantly, Luka was getting his points early, but it was Kyrie Irving being aggressive, saying, oh, no Porzingis, no big body at the rim. Let me get there repeatedly and knock down 3-point shot after 3-point shot, something I wasn't doing. It was the perfect script and the perfect storm, and all that momentum was gone by the time you hit the second quarter. And then we find out in the third quarter, 35-19, in all intents and purposes, it was a wrap. Now in the NBA, we know, Ben, teams make runs all the time. The Dallas Mavericks did that, got within 2 points with a couple minutes left. But you spent all that energy trying to catch up. You just couldn't get over the top. And credit the Boston Celtics. They knew they were stepping into a hornet's nest without one of their better players and still able to come away with a victory. Why? Because you had Tatum shoot 26 times. Brown shoot 22 times. Leave it in your stars' hands to come up big when the game needs it. 31 points and 30 points respectively here. Fantastic performance by the Celtics. That's a great crew. That's a championship team saying, you know what? We're in your building. You're hype right now. You got momentum, but don't worry. We'll settle this game down and we'll take care of business. And they did.
The Jays came out to play last night, 31 points for Jason Tatum over his points prop for the first time in this series of 26.5, 23 in a hook, the number for Jaylen Brown. He also finishes with 30. Jaylen Brown, now a -340 favorite to win the NBA Finals MVP as he did in the Eastern Conference Finals as well. So let's talk about the trends of the game, a game of runs that saw the Seas as an underdog for only the fourth time this year, the first time this postseason. 17 playoff games now for Boston, only one as a dog, and they went outright 2-2 straight up and against the number as an underdog all season long. Total was on the rise before we got the tip last night in Dallas, 213 and a hook. It stays well under. Three games here in the NBA Finals, all three under, and it's been a longstanding trend for Dallas in this postseason. Last night was game number 12 for the Mavericks that saw a total higher than 210 points. 10 of the 12, including all three here in this championship set, have stayed under. But Donnie, we talked about the Jays. They combined for 61. Despite Luka Doncic fouling out with more than 4 minutes remaining in regulation, the Dallas dynamic duo of Doncic and Irving actually outscored the pair from Boston. 62 combined points for Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic, led by 35 from Irving. Finally, after we were asking for some support from Luka Doncic, the Mavericks do add that up last night with Kyrie, 35 points over his points prop of 23.5. He was atrocious in the first two games from the field. Much better last night, including four made triples. But I think you could make the argument, frankly, Donnie, that the issue last night was not Luka's supporting staff. It was Luka Doncic.
Yes, and also just complaining to the referees. And all, and we knew he was going to shoot a lot of times because superstars are going to put these games on their shoulders, which was happy to see. Kyrie Irving with so much, you know, 28 shots there, only ended up with two assists. But the game plan was for me to be aggressive and get mine early, and he did to set that tone. But Luka Doncic constantly complaining to the referees. And even on some of those earlier, you take a look at a 5-7 point lead in that first quarter, right, by the Dallas Mavericks. You saw Luka Doncic on a play fall down. He could have got the referee's attention. Hey, it was a foul right here. Transition three-point shot the opposite way. Sometimes you just have to hustle just a little bit more and don't worry about the referees. But that's been a sign of the times with Luka Doncic. He's a fiery player. He's a great player. But every once in a while, when the game isn't going his way from a referee perspective, it takes away from his greatness and distracts him. And it looks like he got caught up in that last night. A couple terrible fouls. And also, I still can't get over.
Yeah.
Like, when you have that fifth foul, you know you can't contend at the rim. You know you can't step in to take a charge when somebody's going to dunk. You're trying to take a charge out around the three-point line. You just can't do that at that point in the game. You know it's going to be close down the stretch, and they're going to need you there. Him not being on that court is like, hey, Kyrie, come save us here. And apparently Kyrie was like, okay, I'm going to trust some of my teammates. They couldn't make open jump shots down the stretch. If Doncic was there, would have been a lot easier. Tough scene all the way around. We're not going to take away from the greatness that is Luka Doncic, but that was a tough look for him last night. Just didn't play with his head.
I mean, but that separates the greatest to ever do it and great performances. The full rounded out form in those most significant of spots. And Luka Doncic wasn't even there in the most significant of spots because frustration overwhelmed his greatness. You can't have that in the chase for an NBA championship against a team like Boston that is as good as the Celtics have been. And we talked a lot about Boston's easy stroll to the NBA Finals through the Eastern Conference. Maybe the Celtics were just the overwhelming favorite all year long and turned out to prove those numbers right. So now, are we going to see more than one more game in the NBA Finals? We'll discuss up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So are the 2024 NBA Finals over? The Celtics have a 3-0 commanding series lead, as was the case throughout the conference finals, and as we have shared now 156 times prior, as a team held a 3-0 series advantage in a best-of-seven NBA postseason series. And all 156 times, the team that led 3-0 has won said series. As we discussed at length throughout the Western Conference Finals, if Minnesota could make it even more competitive, not many have even won two consecutive games to get us to a Game 6. Only four have forced a Game 7 in the best of seven, only to come up short. So, Donnie, let me ask you simply. The Celtics a minus 7,000 favorite now to win the NBA championship this season. That's trophy number 18 for the Celtics as an organization. Is the NBA Finals over in only four games?
I do believe it is, but having said that, and again, we're trying to get into that human element, right? if you're going to win a championship, you don't want to give the other team even a breath of air to think they can actually come back. So if you're the Celtics, you're treating game number four as if it's game number seven, a winner take all, but only winner take all for you, because you don't want to get the excitement back in the building for the Mavericks. Hey, maybe we could steal one in game number five, get it back here for game six. Then it turns into a game number seven. But it also, I always dreamt of what this would be, Ben, right? If you were such a great player in any professional sport, where do you want to win your championship, to be honest? Like, you take a look at the Los Angeles Lakers. Maybe the worst case of it. They won it in the bubble. Still fantastic. You're still a champion. You still get that ring. But when there's like 300 people in the stands and most of them your family, half yours, half the other team, how special is it there where you don't get to celebrate with the fans? Can you imagine? And yes, they would love it, the Boston Celtics, for game number four to win it in Dallas. But when the gun goes silent, all you're hearing is the team clapping on the bench, a couple people in the stands, and basically apathy because the home team lost. But boy, if you would win this in the TD Garden and be able to scream into the mic, anything's possible! You would love those type of moments at this point here. So I'm hoping it goes longer. But to be honest, how much do the Dallas Mavericks have left in the tank after giving it their all in game number three and still coming up lame?
I mean, you saw the track there for Dallas last night. If Kyrie Irving could finally contribute in the NBA Finals, Dallas might be able to muster up a victory, and he did. Game 3's leading scorer with 35 points. Luka Doncic would have had at bare minimum 30 if he played the final 4 minutes of the fourth quarter and had not let frustration overwhelm him and foul out of the basketball game with a couple of terrible decisions on the defensive end of the floor. And yet here we are with the Celtics now only a point underdog for game number four, just 8 cents of distinction for game number four tomorrow night in Dallas. Minus 112, the Mavs a slight, and I mean ever so slight, money line favorite. The Celtics minus 104 on the other side. It is a virtual pick'em. But I don't think Donnie is wrong for bringing in the human element, which is very difficult to handicap or quantify or add to our breakdown of game number four tomorrow in Dallas. Is there any inkling in the mind of the Celtics, who have not laid a dud yet, that we often remark this group of Boston Celtics can do throughout postseasons past, as we have seen here in this 2024 playoff run, that maybe, all right, hey, game four's tight, not going our way, the Mavs are up 8 at the break, do we pack things up and head back to Boston for Monday to win it inside TD Garden, to get championship number 18, the most in the history of the association in our hometown of Beantown? I don't think it could be overlooked, and not just simply as a narrative for us to talk about.
You're right about that. And also, think about the fan base as well. Knowing if you have season tickets and you have tickets to game number five, you can witness history. That's always a lot to play out. But as we said before, you don't want to tempt fate. And they're professionals. They want to wrap this up because it's also not as if like, hey, guys, we're back-to-back champions here. We won both of those on the road. Boy, wouldn't it be nice to win one of these at home just to feel what it's like? Yeah. No, Jason Tatum wants that championship. Jaylen Brown wants that championship right away as soon as they can get them. And also, put yourself on the pantheon of one of the better teams over what, the past 25 years that have an unbelievable regular season. Look at the record throughout the playoffs, right? Easy wins in every series, which includes the finals, and up against Luka Doncic, they would love that and relish it. But for us, it would be nice to see a game number five, and maybe just the Dallas Mavericks rise up in that performance. Now, I'm interested to see also in game number four what I get out of Luka Doncic. Do I get 25 minutes, we're down 10 points, and I just tell the refs what I think about him and get ejected just to get that final dig in here? We'll find out sooner than later on that one, too.
And we'll continue to discuss game number four on the horizon tomorrow and the rest of the series up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Much to my co-host's chagrin, another NBA final segment here to start off our second half an hour of our opening hour live on this Thursday. I bring that up only DRS because this could be the last time we truly discuss the NBA Finals before we get to game number 4 tomorrow night on a Friday. We might not have much more content to break down from this 2024 championship series. So here is where the series stands. Boston a minus 7,000 favorite outright to win the NBA title this season. That would be championship number 18 for this Celtics organization. Their first since 2008, but the most ever in the history of the National Basketball Association. And as we look at the correct score odds, the team to win the title and in how many games, Boston in 4 is minus 105. The series total games market has it at 4 at minus 105 as well. That is literally a penny, 1 cent of difference from the Celtics money line price for game number 4 tomorrow night in Dallas. It's minus 104 on the money line for the Celtics, the ever so slight underdog against the Mavericks that are minus 112, that money line favored number.
All right, let's take a look at how this series has been shaping up now, right? You saw the first two games where Dallas did have a chance to win those first two games. They just didn't. They're down 0-2. You come back home, what were we talking about? You can't get down 0-3. We need your best performance. Kyrie Irving set the tone early, but at the end of the game, he was there by himself because Luka Doncic had fouled out. The reason I bring that up is, you know, even though you take a look at that game, ooh, it could have went either direction, and rightfully so, even though the Celtics had a very big lead heading into the fourth quarter. That's the NBA. Runs happen all of the time. But you gave so much of your effort in game number 3 and still said, boy, we lost again. Now we have to win 4 straight games against the Boston Celtics. That's not going to happen. So I wonder what the effort level is. And it's sometimes it's not fair to say because they're professionals. You don't think Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving have come out in game number 4 like hair on fire, like we still think we can get back in the series? Of course, because they're competitors. But we know deep down they're down 0-3. When they wake up in the morning like, that was our chance to get back in the series. We played unbelievable in the first quarter, and we were up 1 point here, and then we just let it slip away in the third quarter, tried crazily to get back in the fourth quarter. Sometimes you know you're just not good enough. And what are they going to lean on again then? Hey, guys, let's get out to a really good start. They just did that in game number 3, where they had to do that and win that basketball game, and they didn't. So I'm wondering if we watch game number 4, Ben, and the Celtics get out to a 10-point lead, 15-5. Is it a wrap already because they just can't get their feet back under them? That's what I find out. From a betting perspective, the minus 105 makes a lot of sense in 4 games. But I like plus money. The 160 would love it get there because you would figure that Boston would close them out in game number 5.
For sure.
I just don't know if I can take the Mavericks here at this point. That's just basically what I'm saying at this point.
Listen, Celtics at plus 160 to win in 5 games does make some sense. Dallas can win a game. The Mavericks are not an atrocious team overall, the champions of the Western Conference, and they probably would have won the game last night had Luka Doncic not fouled out. I guess it's tough to say. Boston was up 21 early in the fourth quarter, but the comeback really stalled without Luka. I mean, Derek Lively did have a dunk under a minute and a half to make it just a 2-point game, but Luka Doncic being there for the closing 4 minutes of regulation really elevates the Mavericks' chances in game 3, but shoulda, woulda, coulda, and if Luka did not allow his frustrations to take over his greatness, then maybe we are not having the same conversation. You wonder what the Mavericks' resilience will be. I believe it is a statement game for Luka Doncic. Is the final image of Luka Doncic in the 2024 NBA Finals, despite a 30-plus point triple-double in game number 2, despite scoring 30 in the opening game in Boston as well, well on his way to 30 last night, finishing with 27, but will the lasting image be Luka hollering at his bench to challenge that effing call to only have the challenge lose and him foul out? Is that how we will remember the brilliance of Luka Doncic in this NBA championship and throughout this postseason? Maybe so if the Mavericks do not bounce back in game number 4. Now, I think plus 160 does make some sense on the Celtics for a sprinkle because the Seas would be at least a 6.5-point favorite for game number 5 on Monday if we were to reach that point.
Yes, and also that lasting image of Luka Doncic, I don't think so because maybe that lasting image would have been different. It was like, hey, look, The Mavericks had the best regular season price here all through long and the best record. They crushed their competition in the first three rounds before they got to the NBA Finals. We knew coming into this series, it was still going to be a tall task. We expected Porzingis to be back. He played well in games one and two, but then goes injured again. But even Porzingis or not, we still expected the Boston Celtics to win this series. But I think we probably thought it was going to be in maybe 5, 6, or 7, and 5 at the least, not even thinking about 4 games here. There's still a ways to go for the Dallas Mavericks, but game number 4 is a chance to maybe salvage the season by going, you know what? One for the home team here. Let's go back to Boston. We'll see what happens. We know that is going to be an absolute banger in Boston, where they're going to be so excited thinking that the championship is coming home and they can watch it on their home court. But I do wonder what effort we're going to get, because the perfect scenario happened and the Mavericks still lost that basketball game. That's a tough pill to swallow this morning.
DRS, you are correct. The Mavericks were not the presumptive favorite to win the NBA championship the entirety of the regular season. They weren't even the favorites as the postseason began to win the Western Conference. But we're talking about Luka Doncic as one of the 3 or 5 best players in the NBA at this current moment. On this show last week, in the build-up to the NBA Finals, we asked, with a Larry O'Brien trophy to his name, does Luka Doncic become the best player on planet Earth? If we are going to have those serious conversations and considerations for Luka, then he can't foul out because he's pissed and tries to take a charging foul 30 feet away from the bucket. He is not going to be considered the greatest player in the NBA if that is what he decides to do in the closing moments of a game where his team is trying to win just their first game in an NBA championship set. And I guess one of the conversations we also had leading up to the NBA Finals was, is Boston finally going to be tested? 14 games into the NBA Finals, they had won 12 of the 14. Gentlemen sweep in their first two series against Miami and Cleveland, although tested by Indiana, only covering once in that 4-game sweep. They still swept the Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. Boston has played 17 playoff games now, and they have won 15 of them. DRS, they are one win away, and on Friday night, tomorrow night, will be their 100th game of this NBA season overall, from winning 80 of the 100, tying the 11th best regular season plus playoff record in the history of the NBA. The Celtics, who were the favorites before the year got underway. The Celtics, who were the short favorites by the time we reached the All-Star break in late February. The Celtics, who flipped to minus money during their opening round set against Miami. This Boston team knew they would be judged and evaluated solely on winning championship number 18, and they are one win away from doing that, and doing so in incredibly dominant fashion.
They were knocking on the door the past couple years, and the one thing you could say is this isn't one of those last ride teams. We're all 35 years old, and hopefully we can put together this run. The superstars of this team are well into their prime and compensated likely, and possibly winning multiple championships is now on the table. But you still have to get that first. But having said that, it's a 3-0 series lead. They are going to get their first, and as you pointed out, it's been an impressive run all the way through, and even more impressive now if you are going to sweep the Dallas Mavericks, who had a lot of attention coming into this NBA Finals here as one of the hottest teams in basketball, as you pointed out multiple times since the All-Star break. Maybe the best team in basketball overall. Just not enough, because the Boston Celtics got great coaching, got great play of their superstars, and a lively bench here. So this is a wonderful team to let it watch play out. And it hurts me to say, as a Sixers fan here, because we can't stand Boston, but they got to get their props and their flowers. They've been really good, and they're going to win a championship.
The best playoff runs in NBA history. The Golden State Warriors in 2017 went 16-1. The Lakers in 2001 went 15-1. The 76ers in 1983 went 12-1. Not all of those series, of course, were best of 7 like they are now, or like Golden State accomplished back in 2017. I guess one of the main questions still standing for the Celtics is not are they going to win the NBA championship, but who wins NBA Finals MVP, Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum? We'll talk about that later in the show. MLB recap next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Since golf is the theme here on the Sports Grid Network as of this Thursday morning, I'm trying to see if Tiger Woods is going to save par on his fourth hole of the championship. Drills it right in the heart of the cup. Tiger Woods is one under par through his opening four holes of the 2024 United States Open. The FanDuel Sportsbook, here's a charge to you. If you give me plus money on Eldrick to make the cut in a major championship, especially if it is greater than $2, I will bet it every time. So keep doing that. Tiger Woods to make the cut at this year's U.S. Open at Pinehurst, plus 210. Bet it last night. All right, elsewhere around the world of baseball, we go through a Wednesday slate in MLB. And the Yankees this week at Kauffman in Kansas City. Boy, oh boy, have they been having fun and hitting a ton of home runs. Giancarlo Stanton, a mammoth shot yesterday, nearly 450 feet. That was a two-run blast. Jose Trevino and Gleyber Torres each adding a three-run bomb as well as the Yankees score 11 and knock off the Royals 11-5. The total yesterday in Kansas City, 10.5. It skies over. The Yankees win game number 40 or win number 49 of the season. They were a road money line favorite at minus 162 yesterday against the Royals.
You had the perfect storm here going for the Kansas City Royals yesterday. What I mean by that is you say, okay, David Lynch is a left-handed pitcher. Let's hold him back and let's bring in an opener. Typically, an opener is a dominant closing type pitcher to come in and sort of tie up those first three to four batters to give that starting pitcher a little bit of ease coming into it, saying, hey, you're not going to get those high leverage situations right out of the gate. So the opener comes in, it goes a third of an inning, five earned runs. So Lynch comes in like, all right, phew. Glad we got that out of the way. He goes 6 2/3. Like, oh, that's pretty good. But he gave up six runs here. They were hammering him as well. It's kind of crazy because in the past, you'd say to yourself, oh, look at the Yankees. 11-6 victory at Kansas City. Yeah, that's what's supposed to happen. Kansas City's a bad baseball club. They're not a bad baseball club, but they're getting beat down like they're a bad baseball club because the Yankees are performing at the plate. As we started the show, 8 of the 9 starters with base hits, multiple guys with extra RBI here. This Yankees team right now is a machine. And again, I preface this, Ben, the hot hitting weather is just starting to become right now. It's hot out in Kansas City, and look what the Yankees are doing. And hopefully today, we might see a little bit more of that as well.
KC was 34-19 on May 25th. From that point, they have dropped 11 of their last 16, now riding a four-game skid, but entered the final game against Seattle looking for a sweep on a three-game win streak to end out the weekend. Hasn't been great, but I guess you could say, Donnie, that's the distinction. That's the tier. That's the drop-off from the Pinstripes and everybody else in the American League. Probably not named Baltimore at this moment. The Yankees one victory away from becoming the first team this year in the major leagues to win 50 games in 2024. The Baltimore Orioles, though, quick approaching as the O's get a victory yesterday at home 4-2 in a game that I was incredibly interested in. The battle of the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Husker Hurlers on the bump for Atlanta. Former Nebraska player Spencer Schwellenbach on the other side for Baltimore, Cade Povich. At the end of the day, it was Povich's O's after a good outing from him and another fellow rookie in Colton Cowser. A two-run shot in the home half of the eighth. That's the difference. Baltimore, hottest team in Major League Baseball at this moment. They've won six in a row.
And they're really good, man. 45-22, and also we talk about that balance. Good bullpen, good starting pitching, and certainly very good at the plate and timely hitting. The one thing that we look at the Atlanta Braves right now, still a quality ball club. They're playing the upper echelon right now. The Phillies will get a taste of the Baltimore Orioles in a few days. But if you're not bringing the bats to Camden Yards, you're not going to win very many baseball games because you will get out hit by the Orioles. So you better being a sensational starter. And if you would have told me before that game, Schwellenbach's going to go six innings pitch and only give up two earned runs, I go, boy, the Braves are going to be live in this one. But then thinking back to what we're getting at the plate from the Atlanta Braves, it hasn't been much, Ben, over the past 60 days. They started out extremely hot. Now they're not at the plate, and you're getting these wins. Baltimore can do it every direction. You want us to score double-digit runs? We can do that. You want us to beat you in a lower-scoring game? We can do that as well. And if Povich is going to have games like six innings and no earned runs, I don't want to say it's an indictment on the Braves' offense, when technically some of it is there, but you're getting guys that aren't supposed to step up, stepping up. That's the sign of a very good team and a very good season, and that's what we're getting out of the Orioles.
Second highest under percentage in all of MLB for Atlanta, 61.9%. Yesterday's game total was 8.5. It stays under. The Atlanta Braves have now lost five games in a row. They were 26-13 on May the 14th. That's pretty much exactly a month ago. In the last month, The Braves now 9-17. Is it because of the absence of Ronald Acuna Jr.? Is it because of a lack of offense for Atlanta? Whatever the reason, the Braves are struggling. Now we go out to Chavez Ravine last night, the reigning World Series champs against this year's World Series favorites. That's the Rangers and the Dodgers in L.A. Corey Seager makes his return to Los Angeles, and Corey Seager, the difference for Texas. Three-run shot in the fifth. The Rangers win 3-2. Walker Buehler gave up two earned runs, but all three off the bat of Corey Seager. Walker Buehler now 1-4 this year with a 4.64 ERA, and Jason Hayward DRS in the home half of the ninth for Los Angeles hit a double. Andy Páez was trying to score for LA, thrown out at the dish in what would have been the game-tying run to more than likely force extra innings or even give the Dodgers an opportunity to walk it off. Texas survives. The Rangers win 3-2.
Yeah, I'm sending them every time, though. You get a chance to do that. You want to be aggressive. I don't mind that at all. But also, let's take a look here. Walker Buehler, five innings pitching, only two earned runs. That's key here because you're trying to get a footing for him. And you imagine, Ben, that pedigree is going to show up. The more starts he gets, the more familiarity he gets being back on the mound. But also an interesting approach here for the Rangers last night. Gray, three innings pitch. Latz, two innings pitch. Leclerc, two innings pitch. Robertson and then Yates to close it out. So almost piecemealing this game all the way through, which typically doesn't work in your favor. Unless you have a dominant starter out there that can hold that Dodgers team down, you usually love when the Dodgers get into the bullpen and can stack up those runs. That's a good win for the Texas Rangers, and not losing any sleep over the Dodgers. They'll be just fine. You just want to see continued improvement out of Walker Buehler at this point.
The Dodgers were a minus 164 moneyline favorite at home yesterday, and despite suffering the loss and the record dropping at 1-4 for Buehler, his ERA actually did lower from 4.82 pregame to only 4.64. More Major League Baseball recaps up next, live right here on this Thursday on the Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Donnie, do you have it? Is it in your hand? Is it nearby within reach? Is that fork out for the Houston Astros? Because yesterday, some day baseball, a matchup of aces in San Francisco. Logan Webb and the Giants get the better of Framber Valdez and the Stros. San Francisco wins 5-3 as a short home money line favorite by the Bay, minus 120. A total of 7.5 does go over as Framber Valdez allows 5 earned and Logan Webb only 3 earned. San Francisco takes 2 of the 3 in this midweek set against Houston. And Donnie, the Astros have dealt with pitching injuries this year. Christian Javier out for the season. Jose Urquidy looks like he might be gone for the remainder of this year as well. And then you look at the ERA from their ace in Framber Valdez, just 5-4 the record, a 3.99 ERA. I feel like the fork might be in the Astros at this moment.
Yeah, you take a look at yesterday, Valdez, four innings pitch. And also keep in mind, it's like, hey, man, what do you want from him? He's down in Houston. That's a pure hitter's ballpark. You're in one of the premier pitching ballparks in Major League Baseball. You go four innings, 5 earned runs. And the worst part of this is you only got 1 strikeout, which means you just certainly didn't have electric stuff. Now, Webb, on the other hand, 6-5 now in the season, a 3.02 ERA, coming into his own. 6 innings pitch, 3 earned runs. That's exactly what you want to keep your team in the game. And quite frankly, you see that final score at 5-3. Could have been much worse than that, because the Astros got 3 runs, only 1 of 3 with runners in scoring position. But you take a look at the San Francisco Giants, Ben. They went 2 of 10 with runners in scoring position, still played at 5 runs and won that baseball game. So I don't know what we're expecting here for the Houston Astros moving forward. So let me get this straight. The lineup is average outside of a couple superstar players. The bullpen is decent. I'll give them that. But the starting pitching is absolutely in tatters. And that's where you win your games throughout the summer months here. Now, granted, once you get to the playoffs, it's sort of condensed. You hope your pitchers can give you 5 innings. And then you piecemeal the bullpen and get some good hitting out of those superstar players. But in the regular season, there's no surprise. You're 31-38 for a reason. You're just not a good ball club right now outside of a couple hitters. And I don't think that is ever going to get started. And again, we keep on bringing up the same notion here for the Astros. It's like, well, they're lucky that they play in a division that nobody's running away with it. Well, sooner than later, somebody's going to run away with it if you're not playing good baseball, and the Astros are not playing good baseball.
They're 8.5 games back. Sure, the Mariners are the only team in the division with a winning record, but the Astros are 8.5 games back. Houston is 7 games below 500. It was kind of a cute story at the end of April and maybe even into the middle of May. Could Houston rally? Can the Astros put it together like we have seen for the better part of the last decade in Major League Baseball? It's getting late early. It's nearly the middle of June. It's almost 70 games played for Houston. And at a certain point, the gap that the Astros have to close is going to be too much. Houston plus 158 now to make the postseason. There are many teams in minus money in front of the Astros. The Astros have the fourth worst record in the American League. They're 5.5 games out of a potential wild card spot at this moment. Again, a lot of baseball left. More than half the season, but the Astros have been behind the eight ball. That's a lot of ground to make up in H-Town. For the Milwaukee Brewers, the only team in the National League Central above 500. They get the win yesterday at home against the Blue Jays to win the series 2-1. 5-4 the victory. Milwaukee was a home money line favorite at minus 126. The Brew Crew scored all five of those runs in the home half of the sixth, including a Blake Perkins stealing home, and a Willy Adames two-run shot in the sixth inning as well. Milwaukee wins the set over Toronto 5-4 in the finale.
Yeah, Tobias Myers came into that game with a bit of a high xFIP minus number. He was tremendous. Six innings pitched, three hits, only one earned run. And how about Bassett on the opposite side for the Toronto Blue Jays, Ben, going five innings pitching, no earned runs. Sort of tough pill to swallow where, again, if you have the box score before the game starts, let me just tell you about these starting pitchers. They're going to have one earned run combined through about six innings. You're like, oh, man, this is a stone-cold under, let alone to see that final score at 5-4 going over at that point. Look, Milwaukee's going to be able to win these close games. I like the bullpen. They're lineup is much, much better, Ben, than it's been over the past three to 4 years with some power guys and some legit. Hey, if it's Yelich or nobody, that's no longer the case for the Brewers now. And that's why they sit at 40-28. And again, talking about those Astros, we continue to spin our wheels here on the Toronto Blue Jays when they're officially going to get it started and get over 500. We'll have to wait a few more days for that, apparently.
The Brewers, again, only team above 500 in the Central. They have a 7-game lead over a group of teams, including the Cubs, who entered yesterday dropping 13 of 18 games, and the opener in Tampa inside the Trop. Well, the Cubbies bounced back yesterday. 3-run shot out of Cody Bellinger in the 7th inning. That was the difference. A come-from-behind victory for Chicago as a slight underdog on the road. Hour 2 up next here on the Early Line.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.